One of the benefits of having political opinions expressed on my personal webpage is that soldiers serving in Iraq, when doing a Google search on Iraq birds, found their way to my website. Last year, a few of them started sending me photos of birds they were seeing, asking for help with identification. Using my Middle East field guides and consulting with Jeremy Barker, a birder in England who's birded in the Middle East, I was able to figure out most of them, and I started posting the photos in an Iraq bird photo gallery on my blog. Over the past year, more and more soldiers have sent me pictures. Right now, over 50 species of Iraqi birds are represented in the gallery. Some of the birds there are striking. The hoopoe is perhaps the coolest of all, with its anvil-shaped head, spectacular wing pattern, and peculiar crest. Three different soldiers have sent photos of hoopoes. Five soldiers have sent photos of the European bee-eater, a bird with a woodpecker-like bill, iridescent bluish-green and yellow plumage, and an oddly shaped tail. The kingfishers in Iraq are huge and gorgeous, especially the pied kingfisher. Soldiers have sent me some beautiful photos of them on the wing as well as perched. Some of the photos are a testament to the fact that nature does her best to reclaim the land. Others, like the beautiful barn owl perched on what looks like endless coils of razor wire, are testament to the resilience of birds in horrible conditions. One of the prettiest sets of photos was taken by contractor Lori Hawk, who got some beautiful shots of a bird she could have seen here in America, the barn swallow. And soldiers near a palace in Baghdad were charmed by a family of gray-lag geese. The soldiers fed the geese bread and took lots of pictures. Keeping the Iraq Bird Gallery has given me a greater appreciation of birds and of human beings. Those soldiers sending me photos find themselves far away from home, some choosing to be there, some not, but all hungry for beauty and signs of normalcy where everything is foreign in every sense of the word. When the biblical character Noah needed to know if there was any dry land out there, he sent a dove, presumably one of the species shown in the Iraq gallery. We use birds to symbolize both peace and happiness, exactly what everyone in Iraq longs for one way or another. Sometimes I hear from anti-environmentalists who say people like me care about birds more than about human beings. But really, in looking to birds, I find the best of our humanity. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.